Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fourth issue of this comic book story arc, issue number 411. 411, I don't know why I said...
411,
look,
information,
I'm,
right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's been a long, long week. Yeah, issue 411 of The Batman. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes.
So we start off with Two-Face. I think he's in a bank. Yeah, it's a bank. Because yeah. the guy says, well, do you want to do a deposit or a withdrawal?
Yep.
And he's like, oh, withdrawal it is. But one thing I did notice, his hat's only one color.
So here's the other thing that I noticed. And I probably should have mentioned it in the last episode, too. People know who Two-Face is.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard not to recognize him.
Yeah.
How are you just going to be all nonchalant when he walks in? Like, this teller is just like, so you're going to, you've been standing there for some time. You're gonna deposit or withdraw?
You see, that's the thing. You're forgetting that you know, people that do these jobs are so dead inside that they probably just don't even notice.
Sure, but what about the other people that are just there?
That's
like
why they're all
being held up.
Yeah,
but that's after he had already decided he's gonna rob
take
his
a
bank.
Withdrawal.
Like,
yeah,
or even all the people. Now, I guess you could say at the casino. No one was paying attention because they're money hungry.
Exactly. Well, no, they're just having a good time, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, they're getting knocked over. I hope they still have my winnings.
Fair.
But so they get in the getaway car, which is too fucking small for that set of twins and him.
Well, it's a 2-door, like his other one was.
Yeah.
Because Two-Face. Although 4-door would work as well, because that's a
that's two sets of two.
Yep, it's divisible by two, so it technically
that's right.
Is. Works. I don't know.
We got a dual double doored car there, boss.
Makes
sense. Excellent. There's 2 doors on each side. There's 2 sides. Anyways, Bruce is in a board meeting, at the Gotham Memorial Hospital, I think.
I believe so. Yeah,
and they start talking about how these banks are getting robbed. Was it Second National Bank gets robbed?
I think so.
Oh, it is Second National.
Well,
that was supposed to be a joke because, you know, it's like two faces.
Yeah, exactly. No,
but anyways,
you're not wrong. He over, as he's at the hospital, he overhears. Well, no, because he goes to Commissioner later, and
well,
that's when he gets all the information.
Yeah.
But he oversees Gordon talking to the police, and he might have overheard that something got robbed in broad daylight.
Yeah.
So, which is why he had to go to the Gordon.
How do you explain those tan lines?
Well.
But they're like, hey, they knew the only time that they could strike where you wouldn't get them was daylight. And since the only thing we have during the day is cops. Oh.
Yeah. We're not as good as you, I guess.
Wait, Batman's the
minute.
Super cop.
Yeah.
But anyways. Let's see. Oh, they go back over the cards and they're like, look, it's 2 pairs, which could mean 2 robberies. And he's like, it could, but it also means... It could also mean 4 robberies in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back home and, God, I almost called Alfred Jarvis.
Nope, wrong one.
Yep. Alfred.
No, see, Jarvis gets captured more. Alfred knows his own way out of a trap.
Well, that, you know, they don't know that Batman's Bruce Wayne, so Alfred's safe because it's not like Avengers mansion.
Yeah. Fair.
Where do the Avengers live? Beep, beep, beep. Well, we just put a big sign up there that has our name on it. Thanks, Tony. Anyways. So he gets back there and he is kind of arguing with Batman about keeping Jason up all night, you know, because he's a little kid and he needs to sleep.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Bruce gets shitty because he's like, he's been asleep all day and
Alfred's well, he's
like,
questioning. Like, he was surprised by it. Because Alfred said that he's been sleeping. And I don't think he was mad that he kept Jason up. Because as soon as they were done, he told Jason, you can you know, we didn't cover it because we got to the title.
But, that's right. I'm not tired. I'm too wired. I gotta stay up. I gotta read.
Yeah,
things.
And so Bruce is like, yeah, you go check out, do what you want. Like, don't stay up late, but you know, just do the thing. So yeah, he was definitely surprised that Jason was still in bed. Because yeah, I don't think he thought he went to bed late, or was up late, but yeah.
But anyways, so Bruce is like, hey, if you're interested, you know, I just found out that they're robbing things during the day, and if you want to go with me. And Robin's like, they're robbing things? Robin's in. Anyways. But he's all grumpy, and he's being a pouty little bitch.
So I think this is part of the reason why we got Death in the Family. So the whole reason Death in the Family happened was not a lot of people were happy with Jason. Like, they didn't like him being a replacement for Dick. And so people actually were kind of like, look,
kill him.
Jason Todd sucks.
Kill him.
Like, and we will get to that story at one point in time. But the vote was actually pretty close. I thought it actually was a wider range. The vote was actually within about 20 votes.
Really?
Out of like 30, no, maybe 15 million. I got to check. I got to check those numbers. I will have those when we actually get to that book.
Gotcha.
But it was a 9800 number that you called and voted. Like, you called this number to keep Robin alive, or you called this number to let him die. So I'll check those numbers. But I know it actually was a pretty close vote.
That's funny.
But yeah, but this, I think it was the beginning of him just being a pouty little bitch.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because throughout these issues that we're going to be covering, he wasn't terrible. He's new.
Yeah.
So you got to give him a little leeway. But he's a pouty little bitch in this one, so I don't know.
Well, in his defense, though, I mean, Batman did, you know, completely obliterate his trust by admitting that he found out that his dad was, you know, killed by Two-Face. And instead of telling him, because, you know, heaven forbid Bruce tells anybody anything ever.
Ironically, this was before he got bad at it. Like, he, by the time Jason dies and then Tim comes in, he's shut himself off from everybody. Now, that goes with the writers at the time and them telling the story they want to tell, which leads to the Batman we have today and how he is a brooding little keep secrets everything. But before, like when he was with, when it was just Dick and Alfred, yeah, no, it's not that he kept information from them. He wasn't sharing as much, but the information was there. Like, the information for Willis Todd. It was on the computer.
Yeah.
And he was keeping a lot of the information of Two-Face out of Jason's mind. But he, again, it was on the computer. He had access to it anytime.
True.
It wasn't until later on where he became more secretive.
Fair.
And didn't open up to his own family. And then when he did, he's like, I'm going to change. And then, you know, a page later, he's back to the way he was.
Makes me think of Arrow.
Well, to be fair, the Arrow show was, I'm not going to say ripped off of the Batman, but there was a lot of Batman villains in the Arrow show.
Yeah. And, yeah.
But, I mean, the show was good, though.
Still. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't too bad. Like, the whole, I have the DC Deck Builder game, you know.
Yes.
And the whole premise of that expansion
for the Arrowverse
is nothing but secrets and lies. And it's like, ugh. So I just picked out the cards that I liked that had nothing to do with those and put them in my deck. And then just, I keep the other ones out.
Fair. I need to, God, it's been forever since we played those.
Yeah.
I need to go on that sometime soon. All right.
Anywho. Batman and Robin spin their spider webs and start swinging through the city.
continue.
Yeah, but they get to
it's the baseball diamond.
That's what it was, yeah.
Because
thank you.
The Gotham Mammoths are
playing in a doubleheader
against the Metropolis Twins. I don't understand.
I think it's funny as hell also that Alfred and Gordon are in the stands. Oh, yes, Master Bruce had an extra ticket, so I brought you, my boyfriend, Gordon. Oh.
Anyway.
Anywho. Two-Face, of course, you know, being unrecognizable in his suit, like you pointed out. It must be the hat. See, the hat's not split into two colors, so they don't really think it's him.
Maybe.
That's exactly
nothing to do with the disfigured face or anything.
Nah, you can get a mask. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically are trying to hold up the ticket office.
Yep. Because it was a box office. It was record numbers.
Yeah. And
there's always record numbers.
They go to try to get into the twins. The twin.
The two other
thugs,
two twins.
Henchmen.
There we go.
The twin henchmen are trying to get into the office to get the money itself. And when they open the door, Batman and Robin just beat the snot out of them. And then while Batman is trying to take out the other two
henchmen.
Yeah, thank you. Robin starts choking Two-Face. He's like, "You killed my father, you dirty rat."
Well, he didn't say your
father. Oh, he calls him a low-life murdering slimeball.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'll kill you. But Two-Face, of course, is like, yeah.
He's like, "You're just a little kid. This doesn't even actually hurt, you bitch."
Yeah, he knees him in the gut. He knees him in the gut and
punches him across the face. And then Batman goes chasing after Two-Face, who runs out onto the field.
The idiot baseball player is like, "I got him."
Yeah. And then the other guy's like, "I'll get you for that, hurting my not even teammate." But anyways. So he hits Batman with a freaking baseball bat in the...
A double play.
Shoulder, maybe?
I think he knocked him in the face. I don't know.
But
I do like how he does the one thing he's always wanted to do when he was a kid. And he slides into second, I think. Yeah, he slides into second base.
Sliding into second base, sir. Anyway, so Alfred says, "I believe he's sliding into second base, sir." And Gordon's like, "I'd rather be sliding into home, if you know what I mean."
Into Alfred? Well, you know. Yeah, look.
Anyways.
No judgment against Gordon.
Yeah, but, you know, Two-Face goes running up the shakiest ladder I've ever seen.
Well, he had it's a rope ladder that he had waiting.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because Two-Face always has a secondary
exit plan.
Exit.
Yeah. Two-Face is all about both holes.
Two-Face is all, yeah. Two options.
Two options, yeah. So anyways... they get Batman and Robin talk to Gordon, and they're like, "Yeah, well, he got away. It happens. He had a backup plan."
Yep, like he does.
And yeah, and then they're in the car, and you know Todd's being a whiny bitch again. And Batman's like, "All right, Jason, you need to tell me what the hell's going on." And he's like, "I don't answer to nobody. I'm the biggest, toughest, meanest kid in here." And
yes, you are a kid in here in this bat cave that I made.
And then he's like, "Yeah," Batman's like, "Dude, don't fucking try to be macho with me. I will fucking beat you down like my last bat or Robin." And
you ever been shot in the shoulder? Robin has.
But they're fighting back and forth. They're like, "You never told me that he killed my daddy." Mm-hmm. And Batman's like, "I'm your daddy now, son."
Well, it's same. I mean, I get he's going to be upset that his dad died, but how good of a dad was he? Ran out on you.
Yeah, he was a bummer dad that was never around. And
yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so, of course, I guess that generally tends to make people
become strippers.
Oh my god, that makes so much sense. No, I'm just kidding. I was generally speaking, you know, though the people that's you know parents are that way. Some of them get that weird, like, where they almost feel like they mean more to them, so they have to defend them on those kind
yeah.
of things.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm not...
But anyways...
Jason's a fucked up kid. I'm not going
to
say
after Jason has his little heart-to-heart with Batman, he's like, "Oh, by the way, I think I realized what his plan is for the next hit." And Batman's like, "Really? I guess I'm not the greatest detective ever."
I mean, then, Batman's got so many people he has to worry about. This one is, Robin's just worried about one guy right now because this is his first.
Oh, Two-Face is going to be his first. Poor Bats.
Anyway,
so they go back.
I totally forgot about this new set of twin criminals. So that's four sets of twin criminals.
Holy shit. Maybe he's having them cloned.
I, Maybe.
Anyways, so they're back at the casino they were in the night before, and Batman and Robin stop the two twins from the henchmen. Thank you from stealing the money because they were in the money bags.
That's Batman 66 level shit, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And then Two-Face is like, "Oh, how did you know?" And he's like, "Well, you know, Robin figured it out because you're a dumbass and you do so many fucking things that are..."
Well, and earlier on in the last issue, they questioned... Was it earlier on? Yeah. They questioned why would he be robbing a casino? Like, yeah. It doesn't make sense. There's no two motif to it. And Robin's like, the only way, you know, a casino heist could fit into your...
two things is if you did it twice.
Is if you did it twice, yeah.
But Batman chases him out onto this massive roulette wheel.
World's largest roulette wheel, which if that's in Gotham. Ugh.
So is Batman going to put that in the Batcave too?
I mean, he should.
But anyways, so he chases him up there. And I promise these pages will come apart. There we go.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, I mean,
Batman tells the guy
he doesn't even chase him up there. Two-Face runs up there by himself.
Well, but Batman's chasing after him.
He's chasing after him, but Two-Face runs up there by himself.
And then he gets into the board, and Batman's like, "Hey, you flip the switch."
And the guy's like, "Yeah, sure, okay, whatever."
And then Batman's like, "Oh, I didn't think about
the giant ball for the roulette wheel."
But don't worry, Robin turns himself into a ball, and uses his feet to kick this massive roulette ball that would have crushed and killed Two-Face.
Yep.
So he kicks it with his feet, his tiny little baby feet.
It's the momentum of him spinning around the top.
And doesn't break anything.
No, he hits it with his heels.
Oh my God, that would break your legs. Anyways, and Two-Face gets sick, pukes a little bit, and then they take him to jail, and Jason's like, I feel better now. I'm not sad or anything.
So I got a question. Well, yeah, because he stopped the criminal that killed his dad. So yay, whatever. Happy ending. last time,
not till we get back to the Batcave.
Anyway, I don't go gambling a lot. I'm pretty sure the roulette wheel does not have the numbers in order.
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either because I think it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be random.
Yeah.
It's all about luck. But I do like that, you know, Two-Face is sitting in the two spot. And also, this doesn't match up, if you think about it, because it's alternating colors. And so one is red, two is black, three is red, four is black. Jason is standing on a black 33.
Yep.
So that was a lack of detail.
Unless the numbers go around the board twice.
But then that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, because if they went around twice...
Well, no, because then the big board behind has them in that order. Like, their numbering system was off.
Oh, yeah. Well, but even then, there should be...
And yeah, it doesn't go around twice because the big one right here. It's only the one.
One, two, three. Weird. Somewhere around 13, they...
Somewhere between 12 and...
No, there you go, 21. 21 is where it switches over to the black one.
Nope. So 23. It's 23 is not colored. Because the 23 is behind
the
thing.
But on this one right here, the 21 is black.
Ah.
And okay. 22.
So it's they fucked up.
They fucked up.
I was also going to point out, so with Two-Face sitting on the 2 and Jason on the 33, I'm curious to see how many issues it is from here to when he dies. And if it's 33 issues, that's foreshadowing. Awesome
foreshadowing. Or they saw it and they're like, you know what, we should kill him in the 33rd.
Well, now I'll find that out in my own off time. But yeah, that's how we end this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.